Accession number 18530, Reel 2.
Dennis Snelling, Reel 2. You were just telling me about this patrol.
Well, the Chinese laid up all day, and when our patrol went out after dark, they ambushed them. The officer got severely wounded in his legs, and the two boys behind him, his Wallace operator, and the other one got killed.
Did you have to go out on that occasion?
No, we didn't. Another company got them back. Because when it get ambushed, as soon as your ambush start, the shells come all the way around, you know what I mean? Make a circle so you protect the fire, if you know what I mean. As you're moving, your mortar should be following you. Well, I don't express myself very well, but you get the rough idea.
Any incidents that happened to you during the second period in the line?
Well, there was a corporal that was during the day. Corporal got a, we've been shelled, and the corporal got a shrapnel went right through his leg, and I ran up to the command post, or tried to, and the shell landed in front of me, but that was such a slope and hard ground, the shell come in, and the blast went through me, and the shrapnel all went upwards. A miracle, really. Numb for days, really.
And when you're in these trenches, would you get vermin in the trenches?
Oh, yeah. We got, the summertime, you got prickly heat and tinea and crabs. You know what crabs?
Crab lice,
yeah. And if in the winter times you got, because you took over from anybody from the Americans or Australians or anybody, and there was rats about there, and you got, if you had your sleeping bags, you got lice in your sleeping bags.
What did you do to get rid of the lice?
You could put powder in, but that didn't seem to do it. See, you were 2 months in the line, you went without a bath, you shaved every day, but you went without a bath and that for 2 months. You get a change of clothing they'd send up for you, but that'd be all the, every so often.
Did it make you feel miserable?
Not really. It's no different to working in a load of pigs or something like that, you know what I mean? You're used to roughing up muck and dirt in the countryside before we went in.
And how many times did you go into the front line then?
About six. 16 months stints.
And can you tell me about the other times?
Well, the Christmas Day one, we was in a position surrounded the company. We was a forward one, and we were surrounded with minefields. And you couldn't get off during the day anyway if you wanted to. Because it was just completely surrounded with minefields. But they done away with that position after we come out because that was too dangerous, too far forward. They've done away with it. That was Christmas 52 we was in there.
Did you get anything special for Christmas?
No, we had a Christmas dinner, perhaps New Year's Day. We come out, the Durham Light Infantry took over from us about Boxing Day, I think.
And what else happened to you when you were in the front line on the other occasions?
Well, we lost a corporal one night on a patrol, went out, a corporal went up this pinnacle in no man's land, and two Chinese come down, he never come down no more, come down with their hands up, And as our blokes got getting their jabber away, and they walk back up the hill, but they shot them because they tried to drag our platoon into an ambush, or our patrol into an ambush. So they killed them.
They killed the two Chinese?
Yeah, and that we never did see the corporal more. He's one of the six missing bodies what we didn't get back.
What was his name?
Pardon?
What was his name?
Corporal Williams.
So they were trying to lure them into an ambush?
Yeah. The corporals went up. See, you always send one man up front so you don't all get. And he went up this pinnacle of a small mound or hill and never come down.
And the Chinese were walking backwards with their hands
up? They come down with their hands up, and as we go to get them, they start walking backwards up the hill. So they shot them.
Were you on that patrol?
No.
Then we
had another sergeant. He ambushed Chinese. Sergeant Bird ambushed Chinese. And there was two still breathing, or still alive. And the boys got them on a blanket and brought them back, but one blew himself up on his own grenade, and the other one died of wounds before they could get him back in our position. Chinese were very good soldiers. They never had no tanks or aircraft, but they'd been fighting Chiang Kai-shek for 5 years beforehand, and they were well disciplined and good at field craft and that sort of thing.
Did you ever see one close up?
Within 10 feet on two or three occasions.
What happened on those occasions?
Well, one cocked his burp gun, as I say, the first night in the line. And on the other one, he was going around the front of our positions, between our positions and the minefield. They sent one bloke round. But when it's one bloke, go, you just have to take the notice in case there's a whole lot fallen. So you let them go, you see what I mean? Like the scout out in front, if you know what I mean.
Did you have any other narrow escapes?
There's a place called The Hook, which the Chinese always wanted. And the last end of May, before I come home, we laid in bottom of The Hook for counterattacks for 3 or 4 nights.
Did you counterattack?
No. But the last month that did happen, a time or two, they pulled our I was in, come home on Coronation Day 53. Left Korea.
That was June 53.
Yeah.
So, for 3 days, were you under ground attack there?
No. We were at the foothills of The Hook, just the night times, because you didn't attack during the day. That was always night times, see. Hook was a vital position because that stuck out at the front of the line more than any other good bit of real estate, as they say.
So you were awake for 3 days, were you?
No, you just went up. You went up the line as it got dusk for counterattack, because you couldn't put a whole company on that position. You just perhaps put one or two platoons, you see.
Which was the worst position you were in Korea?
I think the one, as I always say, what stuck out the front over Christmas time, Christmas 52, what they'd done away with, because that stuck out so far. But we were isolated.
How did you like it in the end, in the Royal Fusiliers?
Let's put it this way. 1 year in the trench with the mates, you get more close to somebody in the trench for 1 year, and you do work with them 50-50. If that makes sense to you. And even today, I apply. But can I say one thing, another thing about the Fusiliers, was that we come from Norfolk, we had to join the London regiment, and the language was different. The platoon officer used to have to tell them that was all in the dictionary what we said. We used to say turnpike, which is main road, or highway. We used to say turnpike, or loop, which is a driveway, a beck, which is a stream, and a hole, what you call a ditch. And they had a job to pick up our lingo, if you know what I mean.
What do they call a ditch in Norfolk?
A hole.
A hole?
Hole. A turnpike used to be a turnpike for taking the tolls and that, you see. And the beck would be a stream and things.
And did you stay in the same platoon and company all the way
through? All the time, yeah.
Did you have much contact with Korean civilians?
We had two. After February 53, we had two Koreans attached to each section. So that was six to each platoon. But they weren't the elite ones. They were more or less, what's the word? Home guard type, if you know what I mean. They were American trained, instead of like us laying down like that, they'd be firing from the hip. And they never got paid anything.
But they were supposed to be soldiers?
Supposed to be, yeah, but they'd been trained with the Americans, and sometimes there was one there, he cleaned his rifle side of the trench, he got on half cock and pulled the trigger, blew his mate's guts out. Because they'd been trained with American weapons, automatics, where our rifles, bolt action.
How did you get on with these Koreans?
Oh, that was all right. Took pidgin English. Like, tomorrow, chop, chop, cleany, cleany, rifle me, punchy, punchy you, and things like that.
Did you have much to do with the Allied troops, like the Americans?
No.
How did you feel when it came to leave Korea? Were you sorry, or...?
I cried leaving my mates behind. Perhaps didn't cry for 45 years afterwards, not even when my mother and father died. Comradeship is a good thing, you know.
What was the voyage back like?
Pardon?
What was the voyage back like?
We come back on the Empire Orwell, which is pretty quick. Just over a month.
How do you feel now about having served in the Korean War?
Make you appreciate life. And well, this may sound stupid to you, all the boys got killed at 19. Morals were different them days, and I bet they all died virgins. Say 30 out of the 35. It may sound daft to you, but...
And are you glad that you did national service or not?
Yes, because I shave every day and I make sure my shoes are clean and keep everything tidy, I think.